Can you talk a little bit about what has led to this point? What I mean, I feel like this team has really worked hard during the summer. There's been a lot of improvement in the weight room and all that stuff. I mean, these kids, I think, are enjoying the program more. Can you just sort of speak to that and how, you know, the record doesn't necessarily say where we are right now, is my opinion.
Yeah, we don't make it all about football and try to create a program where our guys enjoy the process of what we do. I mean, doing football in 2025, it is a lot. It takes a lot of your time. It takes a lot of your energy. And so, like I commend these guys for the amount that we do in the summer and the amount of work that they put in. And our guys have worked so hard. I mean, I'm very proud of them. The gains that we have made individually, the gains that we have made as a program, as teammates, being coachable, we've made so many gains. And that, you know, that's why my heart breaks for these guys, some of these tough losses that we've had. Because, you know, we sort of all had this goal and this vision of that we know that we've taken some steps in the right direction from my first year to where we are now, and we're hoping to make that big jump. Now, we still have a lot of those opportunities in front of us, but just, you know, those close battles that didn't quite go our way. And football's a game of inches, man. From a big picture standpoint, it doesn't seem like that, but man, it's small plays and small details and small things, and you got to have a little bit of luck go your way. You know, you got to have some good fortune every once in a while, and I feel like we just hadn't quite had much of that this year, kind of go our way yet. And so, but you know, you keep playing hard, you keep doing things the right way, and then you know, eventually, some of those things will start to go your way.
Your two MVPs last week, Coach Landon Crocker was with us last week on the show. Offensively, your starting center, and then Josh Spear, a guy who's first-year football player coming out his senior season, played really good ball for you, obviously winning the defensive MVP. Talk about those couple guys and why they were able to get that award this week.
Yeah, I mean, Josh was one that I've been on since I first got here. You know, I'm not going to be in the hallway just constantly annoying and harassing people about coming out to play football. But, you know, it was like kind of giving a comment here or there, you know, love to come on, you know, why don't you come out and give it a shot type thing. And super excited that he you know, finally made that decision to come out and play. And yeah, man, he's done a tremendous job. There's been a couple of games where he was either the leading tackler or right at the leading tackle guy. He's had a number of sacks this year for us. And playing on the defensive line, you're really not supposed to lead the team in tackles. And he's done a really good job the way that he's played. And he's a big guy. He's a lot stronger than I would have thought he would have been not playing football, not being involved in our weight room year-round. He's a 300-plus pound bencher, and so, you know, he's kind of just been able to take some of his athleticism and his ability, and it's translated really well, and he's been a great football player for us. And then Landon Crocker, a great kid. You know, 2 years ago, I would have been like, I don't know where he's going to fit in on our team as far as being able to earn playing time. And, you know, then as a 10th grader, he finds himself starting at center. And, man, he's really coming to his own, where he's kind of like almost like steady Eddie for us. Like he gets his job done. He's not making a lot of mistakes. You know, the guy that's – and he usually has a nose guard lined up on him. Most of the time we've played teams that play an odd front, so they've got a nose guard right on top of the center. And when teams play that – a lot. You see a lot of high school centers struggle with snapping the ball and all those kind of things. But, man, he has played really well. He has worked so hard. I'm very very proud of him. And he's becoming a leader for us on the offensive line.
Two other guys here tonight, Coach, as we got to get to them in just a few minutes. Todd Thompson, Corbin Patterson, guys that are playing both ways for you, playing a lot of plays, playing well for you.
Yeah, both of them have been tremendous, both great kids. Corbin, you know, has been playing a lot of football, and it's been kind of a lockdown. He's sort of our coverage corner. Sometimes when you're really good in coverage, you find yourself not getting a ton of action. Sometimes, you know, people try to, you know, they're not gonna put up a lot of contested balls in your area, and so he's sort of had a little bit of that this year. He's also kind of been struggling a little bit with an ankle throughout a lot of the year, and he's kind of played tough and been strong through that. Offensively, we're trying to get him more involved because we know how explosive that he can be with the ball in his hands, and so that's something that we've got to continue to do a better job of getting him more involved offensively as well. And then Todd, Man, Todd's been great. He, I really feel like he likes playing defense more than he likes playing offense. And with an injury to our right tackle, he ended up kind of getting thrown in there and having to step up and play. And he's been tremendous. He's Mr. Calm, cool, collected. Sometimes it's hard to find a lot of emotion out of Todd. But he's very competitive when it comes down to it. And I'm super proud of him because there's been times where it's like, man, he's staying on the field. Now he's our starting right tackle. He's in a defensive end, which I feel like is the position if he could pick one, he would probably pick. But he has been tremendous in just being selfless and being a great teammate and playing really well right tackle.
Coach, I always ask you sort of a question out of left field each week. And this week I was thinking about you being a head coach over in Tuscaloosa and your brother Brad, who was a great player at Alabama, and you being right there in sort of Alabama's backyard. Did you have any? I know you had a couple D1 players that played for you there that went to where was it? One went to Georgia and several other places. But did you have any good Nick Saban stories? I know when you were a player, you transferred from South Carolina to Alabama. Did Coach Saban try to get you to play football? You were a baseball guy. You got any good Saban stories being over there in his backyard?
Yeah. So when I transferred back to play baseball at Alabama, I'd probably only been back a week, and my brother called me because he was still playing for Alabama, and he said, I said, hey, what's up? And he said, hey, Nick Saban wants to see you. I was like, what are you serious? He's like, yeah, he wants you to come meet with him. So you pretty much just head right over, you know. And I actually went up there and met with him, and we had a discussion about me possibly coming and playing football. And I was kind of in this position where I just was almost kind of burnt out on football at the moment, and so I ended up turning it down. Looking back, I wish I would have gone ahead and done that.
Was this
as well.
A starting quarterback competition, or what are we looking at?
What year would that
have been? This was just come be on the team. Let's go.
What year would that have been?
Maybe 2009, 10.
Does Greg McElroy know this
10?
Story?
I don't know.
He's not far down the road.
Is it that way, right?
That way, yeah. Elk City.
All right, so I got one more. So the other funny one, just being when I was coaching in Tuscaloosa at American Christian, we had this game one time. There was some different things that happened. We ended up beating this team 84-10 one time.
Dang, and Coach. Was that Montevallo?
It was Montevallo. Yeah. There was a number of things that sort of led to that. My brother Brad was coaching with me at the time, and he was sort of still kind of doing stuff at Alabama sometimes and kind of around the facility. And he went over there and he said he was there getting done with practice. I mean, they're in the middle of their football season. Who would think that Nick Saban's following anything that's going on with high school athletics? And Brad was walking across the field, and he said that Saban looked over and said, he said, Brad, come here. He walked over, he said, y'all beat that team. Y'all scored 84 points on that team? I was like, why would he be, how would he even know what's going on with high school football in the middle of the season? But, you know, hey,
he's probably,
I guess he's
that Lassiter kid.
Can get it all done right
watching,
there. He probably was.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll let the three Aggies that are here decide who wants to join Coach Chris Smelly for about 10 minutes, and then we'll get to the other two players that Coach Smelly brought with him in our final segment. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with a little bit more. This is the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood.
Your car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Thank you. When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Digestive health matters, and Alabama Digestive Care Center is dedicated to keeping patients feeling their best. From heartburn and abdominal pain to colon cancer screenings and ongoing digestive care, experienced gastroenterologist Dr. Hakim brings over 30 years of expertise and uses the latest technology to deliver compassionate, personalized treatment. Call 256-249-6050 today to schedule an appointment. Alabama Digestive Care Center, partners in your digestive care.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Back, you're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Silicaga traveling to Jemison this Friday night. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN and the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. The Aggies gone to, what about, how far is that, Michael, at Airway?
One hour drive.
1 hour drive to Jemison.
36 miles.
So there's 36 miles on, so I guess some back roads for that to be an hour, right?
Maybe the way a crow flies, 36 miles. Did you map it out already?
Let's say on Google Maps.
All right, okay. There we go. But the Aggies facing Jemison. The Aggies won that game last year at Legion Stadium, repaying the favor, traveling to the Jemison Panthers, who are now 5A. Just about 7 or 8 years ago, they were, you know, 2A, 3A, kind of jumped up a little bit in population, part of the Chilton County school system. So, again, our coverage starts at 6:30. You can watch live and listen live on WSGN. Coach Smelly, good player sitting right beside you to kick off the player portion of the Chris Smelly Show. Man, Todd Thompson, he's had his number called. He thought he was getting a break, getting back on defense only when Quan got healthy. That only lasted about a week, but a guy who's played phenomenal football for you over the first 5 ball games.
You know, Todd likes to think he's a real athlete, so all guys that have potentially played O-line always dream of playing tight end. And so, you know, Todd was sort of thinking he was going to get a little bit of transition to start playing a little bit of tight end, and then unfortunately Quan got hurt, and so now he's going to keep being his hard-working, selfless team first player that he's been for us, and he's done a tremendous job.
He really has. I mean, he stepped in there at the last minute on that offensive line and didn't miss a beat. I mean, I felt like he held up in that first game really well and just kept going
absolutely
from there. Todd, one of the things that I know you do and you do well is you're on the fishing team. What I don't think many of our viewers know much about that. What's that about? Who's over that, and what all do you do with that?
Justin Browning from the middle school.
Yeah.
He's the fishing team coach. But there's about four or five boats that fish out of it. And okay. we all go to like eight tournaments each year, fall and spring. And we hang out afterwards and eat, crack jokes, and have fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah. What's your favorite lake to fish on? Where do you have the most success?
Probably Logan Martin.
Logan Martin. So if you and I left right now, where's your hole? Where are you going?
Can't give that away.
Can't tell that?
It's a honey hole.
Are you more of a ledge fisherman, or are you good on the banks, or what are you doing?
You got a grass fish, man.
You like fishing the weeds?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
What's the biggest bass that you've caught in an actual like school sanctioned tournament?
In a school tournament, probably. Five something.
That's good.
So,
what's your biggest bass?
That's bigger than I thought you were going to say.
Five something.
You caught your biggest fish?
I did. Okay. The biggest one I've ever caught was in a tournament.
So, okay. Does everybody around here have a fishing team, or is that normal? Or
a lot of places actually do that you wouldn't think does. Fettville has a pretty big fishing team.
Yeah.
Even Childersburg and Chelsea has one. But a lot of the schools around here actually do have some.
How do you determine who drives the boat and who's the pastor and all that stuff?
So you have two high school kids, and you have to have one boat captain who's over 21 years of age and has a legal driver's license and everything like that. And you have to have every boat has to have a boat captain, and a kid cannot drive the boat except for the trolling motor. That's it. So if the big motor's on, you got to have life jackets on, and they cannot drive the boat.
You got to make sure you're being safe out there on the water.
A lot of people don't know that, you know, fishing at the – I just caught that. Maybe hopefully Todd is a little more safe than Coach Smelly when it comes to hitting the water.
No doubt.
A lot of people – you can go to college, though, fishing. We know I've had some friends who end up at Alabama or Auburn, some smaller schools. It's a way to further your education, but it's still competitive at the college level.
And we had the kid that's a pro fisherman, right, that graduated from Silicaga. We recognized the kid last year. Yeah. Was he a Silicaga graduate?
Well, Will is one of the best fishermen on earth, and we're lucky to have him and Davis Bait Company in his area. But, yeah, I mean, that's
did he graduate from Silicaga?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Okay. We actually have two. David Gasson did, too, and he fished on the pro tours. He's still fishing, too, Todd?
He is still fishing.
Yeah, both of those guys are really good.
Those are Todd's idols right there.
Thank you.
That's two good ones.
Todd, so, you know, when you figured out you were going to have to play right tackle, I mean, were you ready for it? Were you counting down the days for Quan to get back in action? I mean, what were your thoughts, especially to start the season?
Yeah, I had to play in the spring game because he was hurt in the spring game, too.
He's so had a bad run.
I knew what I was doing, but, I mean, I wanted to focus on defense more than offense. And then when he come back, I was so happy to go on defense. And then literally the second day of practice the following week, somebody fell on his ankle, and here I am back.
What do you like more about defense than offense?
Just you don't really have rules. You can just go get the ball.
Well, we've been very complimentary of you on our broadcast, and I know Coach Smelly and even Coach Crawford, when he joined us on our first show here at the Wharfman, he was he talked highly about you, your character, and your willingness to help the team and coach. It helps to have a guy like Todd Thompson on your squad.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing his attitude even now, like, you know, a lot of times I want to play my position. I want this. I want that. And just being very selfless, being a team first player, you know, just a great example of what we're trying to produce. You know, being part of something that one of the great things about football is, you know, maybe unlike fishing, it's a bigger team sport. It's about, you know, being a part of something a little bit bigger than ourselves. That's why I just think that team sports are so good in building character and just trying to develop you as an individual. And you know, some of this stuff that Todd's learning as a high school football player is going to go further, a lot further than just what happens on the field on Friday night.
Well, I've watched Todd a long time. I've watched him in other sports. He's always been a good player. He's always been a good person. And his brother was actually a good football player too. And his dad was too, and he comes from a great family, and that's why he's like he is, because they're all like that too.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Todd's going to have Quan in bubble wrap in the spring, so he can get back to playing defense full time next year, because Todd's a part of a really solid junior class, coach.
Oh, man, our junior class is great. You know, speaking of offensive line, which we've been talking about a little bit, we don't have any seniors on our offensive line, all underclassmen. Even, you know, not even like there's a senior that's a backup. I mean, there's not an offensive lineman that we dress out that's a senior. And so, you know, wanting to obviously go make sure that we continue to improve and playing our best football this year, but also just, you know, looking ahead, a lot to be excited about with that group.
How much do you generally see guys improve that play as juniors into their senior year? Is that usually a pretty big step?
Yeah, I mean, especially if, you know, at a 5A school, unless you're just an elite, talented player, you generally don't get a lot of playing time as a 10th grader. You know, we have some guys that have gotten more time, and you know, it's kind of an individual thing, but a lot of times it's working into that junior year, sometimes having to wait all the way until your senior year to really, you know, put yourself in a position to get a lot of playing time. So if you're getting to get playing time as a junior, it kind of just really sets the tone for being the type of player, the type of leader, understanding how to go out there and be successful going into your senior year.
Todd, I wanted to ask you, you know, before we let you ride and get you back to eating dinner, obviously, you know, a tough 3 weeks for this football program. We know this is a tight-knit team. We know that this team, Coach Crawford, Coach Spelly, they've all told us, really seems to like each other. What would a win this weekend mean for you, and how do you move that? How do you take a win this week and bring that back into region play against Valley in a couple weeks?
I think a win this week would really change things a lot. The locker room and the meetings have been kind of low, you know, coming off three losses isn't really exactly fun. So I think a win this week would really turn things around.
All right, well, that's Todd Thompson. And Coach Chris Smelly, guys, we thank you guys for joining us on the show tonight. We'll let you guys get back to dinner. And when we come back, we'll have Josh Spear, Corbin Patterson. They'll join us to close out tonight's rendition of the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets, live at Wharf Casual Seafood. A little bit more on the other side of this break.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference. Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by our friends at Allen Brew Market. This is the Chris Smalley Show, brought to you by Allen Brew Market, live at Wharf Casual Seafood, a product of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Aggie Sports Network had a great night so far with Coach Smalley. Todd Thompson just joined us, the junior right tackle and defensive end, and now joined by Josh Spear and Corbin Patterson, two guys that they've already had PR and media training going to the send-off party for the basketball team's Final Four appearance last year. So we know that Josh and Corbin are ready to go. But Josh, Michael Adair, a guy who never played football, at least at the varsity level.
He played in middle school, didn't he?
Played a little bit.
My eighth grade year.
Yeah.
So he comes back out senior year and has been so big for the Aggies.
Oh, yeah. Josh has done a great job. And, you know, both of these guys were great basketball players and still are great basketball players. And they had a great season. And they're just good athletes, man. And, you know, Coach Smalley was talking about how strong Josh was. Well, what he didn't tell you was since Josh was about seven, he's been in there working out with his granddaddy who likes to do a lot of bench pressing. And Josh has been in there doing that, and that's why he's so strong. He's just like him. He's just like Joel Jones.
Josh, how did they convince you to come out for football in the fall? I know you tried it out a little bit in the spring. I think you told me that it just really wasn't for you. But you come back out in the fall. What changed for you?
I mean, it was just a decision I made, a few conversations with Coach Strickland, and I was like, I'm just going to go out there my senior year and turn up with my guys in football.
Man, you got a good senior class, a bunch of really good kids. One of them sitting beside you, man, Corbin. Corbin, Coach Smalley just said you've been dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury this year. It's been pretty quiet for you on defense. That's good when you're a defensive back, man. Just walk us through the senior year. You were in the senior class. It started off 0-10, and you guys have had a chance to turn around the program. And what do you want the legacy to be for your senior class? You, CJ, Josh, the guys that have helped that, with that transition.
When I leave, I just want the younger guys to, like, look up to us. And, like, I want to set a standard. And, like, when we leave, I just want them to look up to us.
You know, Corbin, you've done a lot over your years at Sulci High School. Can you talk a little bit about who is somebody that really inspires you to be a better person? Who's somebody that's poured a lot into you that means a lot to you?
I'd probably say my DB coach, Coach Murphy. He was in the Hall of Fame at Huntington. He set a record for, like, block kick field goals.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jeremy Murphy's one of the best athletes to come through there. Heck of an athlete. And Josh, you said you coached Strickland, so there's three of them. Which one got you back out here?
Coach Cleveland Strickland, the defensive coordinator.
So, I mean, what was it the plan for you to play defensive end all along? What did it take a minute to figure out where they needed to put you? What was that process like?
Well, it really was just like one day I was in a meeting room, and then I was just looking at different positions. They said, which one did you want to try out? And I was like, I guess I just tried the end. And then ever since then, just started practicing that. And then I started getting game reps.
Is it as fun as Todd makes it out? He hates offense, wants to play defense. Okay. What's it about defensive end?
I love defensive end. You basically just get to do your own thing, just recapping and make plays.
It's a good spot for you, man, for sure. Josh, can you talk a little bit about what your granddad Joel means to you and how much he's poured into you over the years?
I mean, most definitely he's my mentor, a man I look up to. I owe everything to him. Without him, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in today. Like you said, since seven, he's been working with me, and that really has paid off a lot. So, like I said, he's my mentor, and I really owe everything to him.
Yeah, he thinks a lot of you, too, I know. And, Corbin, I was going to ask you, we've had your boy Trey over here. He's been up here, and Kenson and some of these others, they all saying they're the fastest one on the team. Now, I know you can move. What's your assessment of that?
I think I got the fastest 40 on the team. I know mine was faster than his. I remember.
He got Trey out of his seat. Cool. What is that 40 time?
4.46. But that's why I ran at Georgia State camp.
Did you really? Yeah, Corbin can move. And one thing I really like about you, Corbin, in football is like when you're out there at corner, you're on that guy, man. I mean, you are locked down, and that just like Coach Smalley said in that segment, you don't get a lot of throws over there, so it feels kind of boring because they don't want to try you really.
Yes,
it seems.
I mean, and Corbin, you talk about him on defense. I mean, basketball the same way.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
sure is.
I'm not sure I've seen anybody play defense in hoops the way that Corbin has over the last couple of years, especially.
He's a great defender.
I mean, since you are both basketball players, I mean, man, what was that Final Four? We haven't really talked about basketball. I know it was a tough way to go out last year. I feel like it's far enough in the past to talk about it. Talk about that run that you guys had, and I know we all wanted to win it, but I know this community was so proud of you guys and the way that you showcased Silicaga. What was it like last year being on the center stage in Class 5A?
Well, when Coach Jones first got a position, like our first practice, he sat us down in the locker room, and, you know, he was with the 2018 team that won state championship, and he just gave us the ring, and we passed it around, and we looked at it, and he was like, if we want to get there, it was going to take a lot of work, and from then we just put in the work, and we made it, but we fell short.
So I'm sitting right there beside you guys. Is it during the games, is it better for Coach to yell at you in basketball, or is it worse for him to give you that look? Y'all know the look I'm talking about. Which one would you rather get, yelled at, or would you rather get the look that says, well, we might handle this later?
I'd rather get the look.
Oh, man, that's a good one right there.
So, you guys, both of you guys have been playing your heart out so far. We just talked to Todd, you know, a couple losses in a row, two heartbreaking ones. What would a win this week at Jemison mean, and how can you use that going forward with some big-time region matchups coming up?
I mean, it'll definitely give us the momentum pushing forward. You know, after we play Jemison, we have a big area game against Valley. I feel like we go down to Jemison, take care of business, get our swagger back, go to Valley, win that game, and keep going forward.
That's the right mentality right there. It's just like the season starts over now. Let's take it from here. Corbin, can you tell us a little bit about your little brother Cam? We were talking about him and the big game he had at quarterback for the Pee Wee team. What is he? He's 10 and under, I think.
10.
Was this World Star still a thing? When I was a kid, that would be like a World Star mixtape, man. He had a heck of a ball game.
He did, man. He was making throws and runs, and he's going to be fast like you, isn't he?
I wouldn't say that. Man, I really didn't even know he could throw like that for real.
He's surprising everybody then, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, all right, guys. Hey, we'll let you guys get back to dinner. It's time for us to wrap up the show. Josh Corbin, man, we appreciate you. Thanks for stopping in on the show, and best of luck on Friday night, guys.
All right, thank you.
See you guys.
All right, that's going to be Corbin and Josh joining us, man. Two guys who play a big part in this defense, with Corbin going both ways. Michael Adair, as we got about 2 minutes before we got to get off, Silicaga and Jemison. You look at this. This is a game that the Aggies won last year. We feel good about going into it. This program needs a win. They've been working hard. I think they deserve a win. You know, in the past, you might not be able to say that this team deserved a win. I think they deserve a win for what they've been able, what they've gone through, number one, but what they've been able to put out there and how much work they put in.
Yeah, that's right. But you said it in the opening segment that Jemison's improved too. We've improved. They've improved. It's not going to be an easy win. It's not going to be we're just going to roll the ball out there and win. So, you know, we got to – like Coach said, too, there's so much parity in our region, so nothing's easy. I mean, there was an easy one or two at the beginning, but nothing's easy after that.
All right, keys to a win?
Oh, man, I just feel like we got to get some stops on defense. I think the offense is playing pretty well. Clean up some special team stuff and get 4 or 5 stops on defense shouldn't be a problem.
All right, Michael Adair, thank you for joining me tonight. You always do great. I truly appreciate you. Thanks for always joining us. So the Aggies on the road at Jemison on Friday. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN. Live video coverage available on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Silicaga Aggies. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Silicaga. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Silicaga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omnia, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Silicaga, Sarah Honda of Silicaga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.